Hello there, and welcome to episode number 6 of the Dow of Tech podcast, Facebook Privacy. The Dow of Tech is going to be your weekly dose in the way of technology. Episodes will be featuring the weekly geeky goings-on of me, your host, Mark Prestash. Shows will generally focus on a couple of tech topics a week, including software, hardware, and everything tech-related, from the coolest geek toys to the best in podcast novels. Once again, you have probably guessed, the episode is going to be talking about privacy on your Facebook account this week. I'm doing this because I'm a big advocate of privacy. As much as I am out there in the public and do things, I do like to keep some things private. I think the biggest leak in my privacy these days is probably Facebook. So where did this all come from that we're all worried about Facebook privacy these days? Well, on April 21st, 2010, Facebook held its F8 Developers Conference, and Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced a slew of new features, functions, and policy changes that will affect the 400 million-plus registered users of Facebook. First, they've combined all of the various permissions that a user must grant third-party apps or connect partners into a single one-click process. Zuckerberg also said that these permissions will be more permanent now, which is right away where I start to get concerned. The previous policy allowed the applications to store and cache data for no more than 24 hours. The new app data policy gets rid of the 24-hour data retention policy and allows the apps and the Facebook Connect sites to retain this data indefinitely. I definitely do not want this data sitting out on some company's website for an indefinite amount of time. That really kind of scares me. Zuckerberg then announced what Facebook calls the Open Graph, which is their attempt to make the web more social, smarter, with the intent of connecting more of the web into your Facebook experience. The example they used during the F8 conference was, say, going to the CNN website, which is a Facebook Connect partner. The site would know that you are a Facebook user and would say, hi, so-and-so, and would show your Facebook friends' user activity, their what they've read, what they've commented on, and all that because they know who you are and they know who your friends are. This is where, during the F8 conference, they also showed off the like button that will be installed on partner sites. This would instantly be used to voice a Facebook member's approval of a given item by liking it. The like button is described as a social plugin for the web by Facebook. This plugin would display friends' activity on the content page, as well as making suggestions on other content you may want to check out based on what your friends have done on that site. Another example they used was the movie site IMDb, where using the Open Graph protocol, the markup pages for each individual movie would automatically add that movie to your favorite movies section on your Facebook user profile if you clicked on the like button on that page. Facebook also announced that they are making profile interests public by default now. This new type of Facebook page will make the current city, hometown, education, work, and likes and interests of your profile publicly available, and this is done after you go through a transition tool. This info will now be transformed into connections, as Facebook calls it, meaning that they will be shared publicly, and they will add you to pages that you may not have intended to opt in yourself previously. The example that they use is, say one of your interests is cooking. So previously, if you had added cooking as an interest on your activity page, it would be there for your friends to see, but they wouldn't go anywhere. Now, if you have cooking as an activity on your profile, your name would be added to a formal liking of cooking page, and it will display your name and your information to millions of other people who happen to list cooking as an activity. Now, you may not care about a cooking page per se, but if you're automatically opted into more controversial topics that you may want to keep private, that's where this gets a little funky. My problems with these changes are mostly related to what I see as an oversharing of information on Facebook. I know it's a social media website, I understand that, but I don't want everybody on Facebook to know what I'm into. I don't think it's necessary. I know that Mark Zuckerberg wants everyone to share all the information, but I don't particularly want to do that. The other thing that really kind of bugs me is that it's Facebook's insistence on automatically opting you into these services. You know, give me a choice, Facebook. For heaven's sakes, say, hey, we're rolling this stuff out. Do you want to opt in? If I want to, I will. If I don't, I won't. but the auto opt-in really irks me in a way that it bugs me, and it's something I don't think people should do and companies should do. I think everything should be a choice to opt in as opposed to auto opting you in. Facebook never does that. And again, the reason why is because, you know, most users I don't think are aware of the information that's Facebook collects and is out there, which can be used to target more advertising and other things towards your browser. These things control which search engines can catalog the information, which companies can advertise products to you. I mean, and this is all the wealth of personal information that these other companies are going to be getting about you because of these connections and because of this sharing that Facebook is doing with them. They also announced another new feature called instant personalization, which is when you are matched up with a partner site. For now, it's only Yelp, Pandora, and Docs.com. They welcome you by name when you visit their website. If you go to Pandora, if I go to Pandora, it'll say, "Hey, Mark, welcome to Pandora. I see that you like Metallica. Here's some Metallica for you." You know, again, I mean, it's one of those things where it's not the worst thing in the world, but there's already been an instance where the transmission of that data has been intercepted by a third party. As far as I'm aware, of nothing malicious has been done with it. But again, it's transmission of personal. I mean, it's your name, it's your address, it's your date of birth. I mean, these are things that can be used to identify you. These are answers to security questions that you may have answered on other websites. You know, mother's maiden name and yada yada yada. So I don't like that kind of sharing of information without me knowingly giving it to that website. All right, now you may say, "All right, well, Mark, that's no big deal. I'll just go in and change my privacy settings. Who cares, right? That should be easy." Well, Facebook buries approximately, and I use the word bury intentionally, they bury approximately 50 privacy settings over several pages with 170 options to review, which all it does is add frustration and confusion over making sure that you are in control of your information that you have on Facebook. Like I said before, I don't want this information of mine to be used by third-party websites, and I also don't want my friends to share my information with these third-party websites. It's not just my stuff, it's my friends too. So if you want to keep your Facebook page as private as you can, this is what you need to do. There's a lot of steps here, so I'm going to try to get through this as best I can, so please bear with me. All right, first thing you need to do is log in to your Facebook account. Now, I want you to know that by default, the privacy settings that Facebook shows you in their drop-down menus is everyone, friends of friends, only friends, and customize. Customize, we'll talk about a little bit later on, but the customize function is really only going to be used if you want to be the only person that will be able to see your information, with a little caveat that we will get to in the end. Customize is nice because it will allow you to exclude specific people from seeing your information, or if you want to filter by lists, which again we'll talk about a little bit later on. I think for the most part, friends only is a pretty safe bet to choose for most of your security settings, but there are two or three cases that as we come up and talk about them, they're going to be, I think, exceptions to that rule. All right, first, let's start with your profile information. You want to go into your profile and remove or delete any information that you do not want public. So you want to select the profile link from the upper right-hand side of the Facebook page. On the left-hand side of the page, you will see the profile categories listed. So make sure you check and review the basic info, relationships, likes and interests, education, and contacts section. Remove anything you do not want public or anything that you would not want Facebook to automatically make a connection for you for that particular thing. I basically have these sections blank for the most part. My likes and interest section is completely blank. So again, just go through there and really look at it and think to yourself, okay, if Facebook automatically enrolled me in a page based on this, would I really want people to see that? And that's a decision you'll have to make on your own. Once you've gone through all those sections, you're done there. Now we're going to get into the real meat of the changes you're going to have to make. You're going to click on the account drop-down on the right-hand side of the Facebook page again and select privacy settings. So we're going to start from the top and work our way down. So the very first thing is going to be personal information and posts section. You can go through each section in here, but I recommend setting everything to friends only. For the photo albums link, you're going to have to go through each album that you have created and select the privacy setting for each album individually. Again, I do suggest that to be friends only. Unless it's an album that you really don't want all of your friends to see, in which case you can use the customize option and decide who you don't want to see that photo album. All right, so now that we're done with the personal information and post section, the next section is going to be the contact information. Again, I'm going to suggest selecting friends only for most of the settings here, again with a few exceptions. I select only me for my cell phone number, my current address, and the email address I have listed with Facebook. You should choose who knows this information and when they know it. Everybody can send a quote-unquote Facebook email to any one of their friends, so if somebody needs your phone number, if somebody needs your address or something, they can email you. They can send you a message on your page and ask you for the information. You can give it to them then. Having it out there in the open really, I just don't think, serves any purpose at all as far as your security goes. We are through with the contact information section once you decide on your security options for that section. And right below contact information is the friends, tags, and connections. These settings only control the information people can see on your profile. This information, such as your pages and your list of friends, can still be public, so it could appear elsewhere on Facebook and be accessed by applications that you and your friends use. So this is, again, why we're doing these things, because it's not only you and what you do on Facebook, it's what your friends do too. So now, like the two previous sections, I think that friends only is a pretty safe bet to keep your information safe and secure in the friends, tags, and connections setting in security. So you want to save that stuff. And the next section below friends, tags, and connections that we're going to talk about is a really important one. This is the applications and websites. The only thing that's listed in here is what information your friends can share about you. And this is sharing with you with anything that they do, whether it's an application that they install, whether it's one of these Facebook Partner Connect sites, or whatever it is. You want to uncheck everything in here. And I mean everything. You don't want your friends to share your name, your address, your interests, your likes, you don't want them to share anything about you. Uncheck everything in there. Once everything is unchecked, you're done with the applications and websites, and we're going to be moving on to the activity on applications and games dashboard section. The security here controls who can see your activity in the friends' recent activity, friends' applications, and friends' game sections on those pages. Again, I think friends only is fine here, but again, you know, you can review each thing particularly for yourself, decide if it's something that you really want to share with other people or anybody, or just your friends. Now, finally, we come to opting out of the instant personalization, which is the new thing that Facebook rolled out as part of their F8 Developers Conference. Now, again, the instant personalization, if you don't remember from the earlier part of the show, it's those partner sites that Facebook has teamed up with, that when you log into that site, it recognizes you as a Facebook user, and you know, it pulls information from Facebook and imports that into the site, so they know more about you. You know, they try to make choices about things and suggest things for you based upon the information that you have provided to Facebook that they are now privy to. So again, the last section is going to be the opting out of instant personalization. So from the privacy settings, it's the applications and websites category. This one is a little bit tricky because there's actually a lot more steps here than there are for pretty much any other section around. So once you get into the applications and websites category, you want to select edit on the instant personalization link at the bottom of the list. First thing you want to do is you want to uncheck the box that allows sites to pull your data when connected via a Facebook Connect site. It's going to ask you if you really want to do this. You want to select the confirm, save, or whatever it is, and you think you're done, but you're not. Facebook makes the opt-out process even more irritating for this instant personalization, because not only do you have to uncheck that box, you also have to go to the app page for Pandora, Yelp, and the Microsoft Docs and block the application from there as well. So what you want to do is, once you've unchecked the I want to opt into instant personalization thing there, you want to go into the search bar in the top of the Facebook page and do a search. And you want to search for Yelp, Y-E-L-P, Pandora, P-A-N-D-O-R-A, and Microsoft Docs. And those are going to bring you to the Facebook pages for all three of those instant personalization Facebook partners. And what you have to do is you have to actually block the app from the page. Now, the block link will be below the picture of the application on the left-hand side. So it should be, you know, it's Yelp, it's a picture, it says Yelp, and then below that it's a couple of links, and the block this app link is below that picture on the left-hand side. So you have to do that for each of these individual sites. And I think the pisser with this whole thing is that the more sites that Facebook adds, the more times you're going to have to go in here and block more of these freaking sites. It's just a real pain in the ass. Now, if you're a little confused about how to do this, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has a great video, which I will link to in the show notes here, on how to do this. You can also just go to www.eff.org and do a search for Facebook, and you want to look for the article titled How to Opt Out of Facebook Instant Personalization. And it's a pretty cool video with links in the page that will bring you to the actual three pages that you need to go to block them and to block the instant-only personalization option. So if you're having any trouble getting out of instant personalization stuff, just go check out the EFF page and watch the video, and it should fill in any gaps or questions you may have. Now, I mentioned earlier that selecting friends only for your privacy setting has a caveat or two in some situations. And I also had mentioned something about creating lists as a way to make sure your privacy is as tight as it can be on Facebook. So where's the scenario where friends only isn't the right selection, but me only is the wrong one? Well, so here's the scenario. Say you want to play something like Mafia Wars or Farmville or any number of these other games that are out there on Facebook. Chances are people you don't know have requested you as a friend solely for the purpose of adding you to their Mafia or adding you to be their neighbor on Farmville or whatever it is. Or possibly it's the opposite. Possibly you have solicited people on Facebook. You know, there's tons of pages dedicated to add me for this and add me for that. So you have to add that person as a friend to add them to your farm or to your Mafia or to whatever it is. So you have quote-unquote friends who you really don't know, who, when you think about it, they have access to a lot of information about you. So certain situations, friends only as a privacy setting is still going to allow people who you might not want to see your information have access to that. So the solution, well, other than unfriending them or not doing that kind of activity, is to create a list. Now, the list is great because you create the list, and when you go to the customize option, you'll be able to choose that list that you've made and exclude those people who are your friends, but you put anyone that you don't want into that list and you're good to go. So what you do is you go to your friends page, or if you've already created a list, you have to go to edit friends, and you want to select the create new list function, which is on the page. I believe it's on the top right hand side of the page. So anybody that you really don't know or you don't want to have access to your information, add them to that list. For example, I have people that I've added to my friends list just to play Mafia Wars. I added anybody that I added who I didn't know, but added in that I play Mafia Wars with, and I named my new list Mafia Wars, and then you save it. So now, when you're going into your privacy settings, in those situations where you only want your true, and I use that word very much on purpose, your true friends, in those situations where you only want your true friends to see information, that's where you want to select the customize privacy setting from the drop-down box. This is going to open up a dialog box with two fields to enter privacy settings. You want to select friends only in the top box, which is the make visible, I believe is what it's called, drop-down, and then below the make visible friends only selection is going to be a box that says hide from, and you can enter your list right there. So you have essentially told Facebook, I want my friends to see this, but I'm excluding all of these people in this list. So that's definitely a great way to continue doing certain things that you may like to do by, you know, adding people to grow your Mafia or whatever, if that's something that you're going to continue to do. But again, it keeps that information away from them in a way that they're probably never going to know. You'll be fine. You know, they're not going to see your post about your kitty dying or whatever else. They still should see the updates, I think, from the games themselves. In the game, I'm not 100% sure if they will still see the posts. I think, again, it'll depend on your other privacy settings that you choose in other sections. Like I said, I read the friend stuff in Mafia Wars. I know what my friends want me to do and what they've done and whatever else. So I don't need to see it in my my newsfeed. So that's what you got to do, folks, to get your Facebook privacy button down. I want to say, I mean, I did all these things in Facebook as I was writing the script for this episode of the Dow of Tech, and I want to say it took me maybe half an hour, maybe 20 minutes, something along those lines. It's not very long. It's definitely time well spent. So, some parting thoughts before we wrap up what's going to be the shortest episode of the Dow of Tech. If you're on a website and you see a Facebook like button, don't click it. Just don't click it. If you value your privacy, I don't think that clicking on that like button is going to be a good thing for you. I honestly don't know what happens if you lock down your privacy settings in Facebook and then click a like button on a web page, but I honestly don't want to find out. It's one of those things where, knowing Facebook, if you click it, even though you've changed your privacy settings, it's going to default you back in all those things that you just spent all that time fixing and correcting. So I just wouldn't do it. The next thing is just a rule of thumb. If there's really something that you don't want to share or don't want people to see or only want certain people to see, maybe it's a good idea to just not put it on Facebook. Facebook has a pretty terrible track record with security, and they are the kings of auto-opting you into things. So you may go to bed one night and something that was private when you went to bed may become public by the time you wake up the next morning, and by that point in time, it's too late. So, you know, think about what you put on to your social websites, and think about what you're saying, and think about what you're posting before you do it, and think about what I want everyone to see this. And if the answer is no, maybe you shouldn't do it. Or if you do, maybe you need to think about the security options that are available to you when making a post or when you're making a photo album or whatever, and be conscious about who you're sharing that information and those things with. Lastly, just as I was recording the episode today, I saw an awesome link in Twitter. I saw it originally in an Ars Technica Twitter post, but it's been reposted and retweeted by a number of people. If you've made all these changes to your Facebook privacy settings, or if you haven't made the changes but you're curious to see what kind of holes you have in your security before you take the time and go through all this stuff, point your browser over to reclaimprivacy.org. So it's www.reclaimprivacy.org, and they want you to install a little bookmark app. What you do is you drag the bookmark app into your bookmarks folder, you log into Facebook, and it checks your Facebook privacy. I ran it a few times before it finally gave me an all clear on my privacy settings. I had a hard time with the contacts section, mostly because I think there's a couple things in there that I really want to be out there regarding the podcast that they probably think I should not be making so public, but I think that's a concession I'm going to make. So if you run this Reclaim Privacy Facebook privacy check and it comes back as all good, then you've done yourself a great job. You have done what you need to do. Your Facebook account is as locked down as it's going to get. So congratulations, you are now as safe as you can be on Facebook. This is the show that you want to tell your friends about if they're on Facebook. You know, tell them I listened to the show and there's things we got to do to get this stuff straightened out on Facebook, and you know, I don't see any reason to leave Facebook quite yet, but it's getting to the point of where I'm really having a hard time going there and really contributing the way I want to. That's going to be it for this week's episode of the Dow of Tech, which will officially be the shortest episode so far. The intro music is Schrodinger's Cat Paradox by C-Jax. The outro music is Anhelos, the remastered version by Leech Master. Both tracks are available for download at PodSafe Audio, which is www.podsafeaudio.com. If you want, please follow me on Twitter. I am twitter.com/markprestash. That's markprestash. Just want to let you guys know again that my Twitter account is more of a live stream, so you'll get lots of tech stuff in there, but you're just as likely to get something about my kids or my cooking or whatever else says you are to get tech. You know, hey, and do me a favor, if you follow me for listening to the Dow of Tech, send me a message and just let me know that you're listening to the show and that you're following me because of the show. Lastly, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, corrections, insults, praise, whatever they may be, let me know the old-fashioned way. Email me at dowspotting@gmail.com. That is TAOSPOTTING. @gmail.com. One last thing, please stay tuned after the closing. I will be playing another promo for another kick-ass podcast audio book I think you all should be listening to. So stay tuned after the outro music and check it out. I will talk to you all later. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Available now on Podiobooks.com.
In the depths of space, beneath the frozen surface of a moon, lies an ocean. Beneath the ocean lies hell.
Jeremy Robinson, author of Pulse and Instinct, is proud to present a special edition of his only unpublished novel, Beneath, narrated by me, Jeffrey Kafer. J.C. Hutchins, author of the Seventh Son series, called Beneath a near-future space adventure that's as frightening as it is smart. Beneath is packed with believable tech, a page-turning story, and an alien intelligence so creepy, you'll pray NASA never makes it past the moon. Check it out now on Podiobooks.com or download the Kindle edition from Amazon. For more information, visit www.jeremyrobinsononline.com.